By the way, happy St. Patrick's Day. And who would think that quoting an Irish proverb would ignite a firestorm and launch our look at social media this week, but it did. Yesterday, hosting a lunch with the Irish Prime Minister, Donald Trump read what he said was an Irish proverb.
As we stand together with our Irish friends, I'm reminded of that proverb. And this is a good one. This is one I like. I've heard it for many, many years, and I love it. Always remember to forget the friends that proved untrue, but never forget to remember those that have stuck by you.
Now, it is understandable that the president would embrace those words in particular, and a quick dash to the internet shows he's not the only one who thinks they're Irish. But soon it was being claimed as something else. To look at this and other stories reverberating online, Danielle Belton, managing editor at The Root, joins us from New York. Danielle, my Twitter feed lit up. What were people saying?
Basically, they were arguing that this proverb isn't actually Irish. That's actually by a Nigerian poet by the name of Al-Bashir Adam Al-Hassan. That kind of talks about that common colloquialisms, and it's a really sweet poem, but it doesn't appear to be Irish. So that's the controversy. People are really debating whether or not this is actually the work of an Irish proverb or the work of this Nigerian poet.
Well, a reputable Irish news website, journal.ie, says it might be a Nigerian poem. Miriam Nyhan, director of graduate Irish studies at New York University, she's an Irish scholar. She wrote us, I have never heard that proverb in an Irish context, though she doesn't feel safe in saying it's absolutely not. But, you know, this is in many ways an honest mistake. I mean, the first internet searches do pull up people claiming it to be Irish, but some say it goes to the White House lack of vetting skills.
I would argue, yeah, that would be the case. Because, I mean, this seems to be a pretty big mishap. I mean, a Google search could have cleared this up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like if they just dug a little bit deeper.
Okay. Well, our next item goes to better security codes. Apparently, McDonald's Twitter account was hacked. What did it send out?
Oh, my goodness. So it sent out a tweet that basically said, at real Donald Trump, you're actually a disgusting excuse of a president, and we would love to have at Barack Obama back. Also, you have tiny hands.
Oh boy.
So it was the rudest tweet possible. But the company claims it was compromised and it's investigating what happened, that Twitter notified them of the rogue tweet, and no one seems to know like what actually went on here.
Well, the tweet was up for 20 minutes before it was deleted.
Yes.
So a reminder that in these times, check your passwords, make them pretty strong. Another thing that caused a tweet storm involves Morrissey, former lead singer of The Smiths. What happened here?
Well, basically, Morrissey is selling these T-shirts that quote the Smiths song Unlovable. The quote is, I wear black on the outside because black is how I feel on the inside. But on the T-shirt is author James Baldwin, who's African-American, and he's using these T-shirts to sell on his North American tour. And people are charging that, you know, this is pretty racist. Why put James Baldwin on the T-shirt? He could have easily put himself on the T-shirt. He could have put the Smiths on the T-shirt. He could put anything on the T-shirt. These are his lyrics. But it seemed to be really insensitive. And, you know, Morrissey has a history of racist comments. You know, he called Chinese people a subspecies. He's called reggae music racist because it's too pro-black. So a lot of people were kind of off-put by this.
Well, but was there anybody saying, well, wait a second, especially because of his background, Morrissey's background, isn't it a good thing if he's celebrating James Baldwin and maybe now some of his fans will ask, who's that?
I mean, you could look at it that way. I mean, that's one way to take it. But based on Morrissey's kind of history, you know, it is suspect for a lot of people because of some of the insensitive things he said in the past.
Danielle Belton, managing editor at The Root, just helping us go through some of the things that hit social media this week. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.